About a fourth of Florida's population is Hispanic, and since experts say the 2012 presidential election could come down to winning a majority of the Latino vote, President Obama and GOP candidate Romney have held rallies, asked members of their families and politicians to campaign for them, and have taken to putting out Spanish-language ads on TV all over the state of Florida. Here's a snippet of Obama's ad about taking steps to help the economy.
Romney y Ryan nos piden que regresemos a las políticas que crearon la crisis. Pa' atrás de eso nada. Pa'lante con Obama.
Soy Barack Obama y apruebo este mensaje.
And here's a snippet of Romney's ad with his son Craig talking about his dad's stance on working toward a bipartisan goal of immigration reform.
Como presidente, mi padre trabajará para una solución permanente al sistema de inmigración, trabajando con líderes de ambos partidos.
Soy Mitt Romney y apruebo este mensaje.
It looks more like they have been concentrating more on, you know, having the candidates endorse that they are for Hispanics and then say something in Spanish that they cannot really speak very well. I'm referring specifically about Mr. Romney.
Felipe Corzeni is the director of Florida State University's Center for Hispanic Marketing Communication. He says it makes sense both candidates are paying attention to Florida's large Hispanic population, but he says at this stage of the game, they should focus more on debates and explaining issues important to Hispanic voters like health care, education, and the economy.
I love and respect this country, like, more than my own.
Jorge Lopez came to America from Mexico when he was 6 years old. He's been in the U.S. for 18 years and is now in the country legally with a wife and child. Lopez is also now a co-owner of Pepper's Mexican Grill and Cantina in Tallahassee. He says while Spanish language ads have their use, he says what it comes down to for him in this election is which candidate will focus on immigration reform, since he's went through the current immigration system.
You know, I've been here. This gave me my child, my life, my business, everything. So, you know, it's a great opportunity, and a lot of people want to do that. But I understand they can't because they got to go to a procedure that has to go and everything. I understand all that, but the laws they put and everything. But I think if the president that's going to win, that I think is going to win, that I'm going to, well, my wife is going to vote for it and we're going to vote for it, then it's going to happen.
Immigration reform is one of the most important issues to many Hispanics, and it's an issue that both presidential candidates recently talked about on Univision's Meet the Candidates Forum to appeal to Hispanic voters. In his appeal, President Obama admitted to the program's host that immigration reform was not among his achievements.
Jorge, as you remind me, my biggest failure so far is we haven't gotten comprehensive immigration reform done. So we're going to be continuing to work on that. But it's not for lack of trying or desire, and I'm confident we're going to accomplish that.
Meanwhile, answering claims on how he plans to deal with the country's immigration system, Romney promised he's not going to start deporting people.
I said during my primary campaign, time and again, we're not going to round up 12 million people. That includes the kids and the parents and have everyone deported. Our system isn't to deport people. We need to provide a long-term solution.
So far, President Obama has a lead over Romney in general in the polls. And Hispanic marketing director Corzeni says Romney could slip further behind with Hispanics after he was secretly taped making remarks joking about wanting to be Latino and that he's not worried about the 47% who won't vote for him.
Of course, it doesn't help Mr. Romney, some of his remarks and talking about people who don't pay taxes and want to, you know, get entitlements and do nothing and all this kind of stuff. All that arrogant kind of elitist perspective, it doesn't help.
Romney, however, has said he sticks by those remarks even though they were not elegantly stated. And now he says he's concerned about the 100%. Mexicans make up the largest Hispanic population in the United States and they tend to vote Democratic, but few are eligible to vote in Florida. About 30% of eligible Hispanic voters in Florida are Puerto Ricans, and Corzeni says they could go either way between both candidates and have more leanings towards Democrats. The largest segment of eligible Hispanic voters in Florida are Cubans at 32%, but while they normally tend to vote Republican, Corzeni says recent polls are showing President Obama with a lead over Romney in picking up Cuban voters. He says he believes it's because rich Cubans from the Castro era are getting older, and they tend to vote Republican. And now Mr. Obama's message is reaching the younger, less affluent Cubans. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.